You're listening to the Leader Lab podcast, a podcast that inspires women to step up and step out in leadership to fulfill their God-given callings. My name is Andy Bruce, and I'm so passionate about helping women develop their character and understand their callings that I went out and got a doctorate in leadership. Now I'm investing in and partnering with women leaders just like you who love Jesus and raise their hand saying, God, if you're looking for someone to use, I'm right here. So let's talk about how. How do we step into what that looks like? Hey friends, welcome to the podcast today. Just like I had mentioned last week, I've got my really, really good friend, Melissa Dunn, and my ministry partner. Hey Melissa, how's it going?
Hey friends.
And I invited her on because last week, if you listened, if you didn't, say la vie, but last week I started talking about where I'm perceiving that women in the church are these days. And I started using it, Melissa, you know this is true, months ago, like 7-8 months ago, this term of sleepwalking, as I was trying to get my hands around a term to describe what I was seeing. So sleepwalking, first of all, Melissa, have you ever sleptwalked? How do you say
what
that?
Do you mean?
Well, how do you say it in the past tense? Sleepwalked, sleepwalked, sleptwalked.
I don't know how you say it, but do you mean literally, like as in real life?
Uh-huh.
No, I never have. Have you? You need to put your knees down and come closer to the mic. Yes.
Have I ever sleepwalked? I think I did one time when I was really little. I remember my mom saying that I was up somewhere and doing something absurd. Does anybody...
Sleepwalking can be dangerous.
Yeah, really, really dangerous.
Yeah, people drive their cars, jump out of windows.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Not many people do. Aren't you glad? Have anybody in your family ever sleepwalked?
No. Actually, my nephew Tim, but...
Really? Yeah. Tim sleepwalks?
He did when he was young. Yeah, they would put bells on the front door to keep him from going outside.
Wow, that's a big deal. So when you hear the term spiritual sleepwalking, just brainstorm what comes to mind.
Just leave the mic right where it's at. And I'm trying to, I listened to our sound before and it's terrible when both
of
us are on.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you need to stay right there. I'm going to stay right here. Sorry, friends, back end stuff. But what do I think of? I don't really, you know, you've been saying this term, spiritually sleepwalking. I have more questions than I have answers.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly is like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Okay. So I would say a couple things. One is we know, so let me start with the literal sleepwalk, the behavior, doing normal activities, sometimes abnormal, but being active.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that is not natural. And a person who sleepwalks can look alive.
So they look conscious, but they are not conscious.
Correct. I said look alive. Obviously, they're alive. They look like they're living.
They look conscious.
They look on purpose.
So if we say conscious, that means that my brain knows exactly where I'm at and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what conscious and why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it with logical, reasonable, conscious thought.
Yeah.
When we're sleeping, we are not conscious.
Right.
Which means we aren't doing anything that is reasonable. It's dangerous because we are not. The reason sleepwalking in real life is dangerous is because we are not conscious.
And Melissa, I'm not saying the lack of activity. You know what I mean? The lack of true activity over an extended amount of time is what Revelation 6 calls a dead church, where they have forgotten why they ought to be active. See the difference? Whereas here, I'm describing a church that behaves with some level of activity that used to be fine and maybe even good, but the heart behind it and the motive is sleep. It's asleep. It's suppressed. They can't. What I'm observing is women who want to be more engaged and they can't rouse the spirit inside them. And these are believers. There's an inability to engage fully or even partially. And so we do motions that make us feel like we're engaged when in fact we can do all the motions we want and still result in a very disconnected engagement between the church and the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. How would we even know if we're sleepwalking? Because in real life, like in actual terms, it can be very hard to wake someone up from sleepwalking.
And I think that many things out there say don't wake someone up, which is interesting in this conversation. And I feel like this one is, if a person doesn't know that they are perhaps spiritually sleepwalking, it's, I'm not sure that it's necessary to tell people, because information does not awaken the spirit. It doesn't. It feels like something for me to be praying. Andy and I have been, only for a couple of weeks now, praying and fasting intentionally, because here's the thing, Melissa, I don't think it's a them problem.
That's right.
It's a me included.
Yeah.
And I was actually, for the last little bit, looking at, you know, in the book of Revelation, around chapter 5 and 6, where there are 7 churches that are prominent. This is the church in Philippi. This is the church in Ephesus. Like, we know this is the church in Croat. Is that right? Croat, not Croatia, but, you know, we know these churches because they're the ones whose letters we've read over and over. We love these churches. Mm-hmm. We know sometimes what problems were in the churches that the author of the epistle addressed to them. So, and we know what they're really good at. Like, we know them. I was looking at it and I was sharing this whole thing with a friend, and she said, well, I disagree. She thought about it for a day. She said, I really disagree, because I have a story around me and there's a couple people who are, God is doing something. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. This is not intended to be a blanket catch-all statement. And here's what has been surprising to me is Revelation 5 and 6 are the same. It's saying, it's in Revelation 3 and 4. It says to a church in Sardis, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember what you received, hold fast and repent. But if you don't wake up, I will come like a thief and you won't even know. But, okay, so there's the general statement, right? You guys are sleeping. You guys are, how does it say it specifically? You have a reputation of being alive, but you're asleep. So that's the general statement. Then listen to verse 4. Yet you have a few people in Sardis, in this church, who have not soiled their clothes. They walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. And what's really interesting to me is for all 7 churches, there's a very broad and general statement that is fully true. And in all 7 of these, there's a caveat that says, yet there's some who are holding fast to the truth. They're being persecuted and they're still standing firm in every case. So this is not meant to be encapsulating. It's just a, let's just be aware as women leaders in the church to be praying and mindful of the spiritual condition, not just in this season. That's our responsibility. If we are leaders, if God's given us that role or gift in all seasons.
Yeah, I would say one thing, you know, you've been talking about this sleepwalking. I wouldn't say that is, number one, my ear is really listening to you, because I've learned over the years that I've learned to trust you in what you see. And so I'm really deeply listening. Here's what I do sense. I do sense we do have a problem. I think that is right on. I'm not sure that I could call it sleepwalking, but what I can say is that as you have been saying this, it has me asking God, am I sleepwalking? Is there an awakening to my spirit that needs to happen? Are we, as the leaders of a local body, that is more where, because of my wiring, it's just more of where my mind goes. I'm praying for our leaders not to be sleepwalking. I'm praying for the women that I'm around, my friends, not to be sleepwalking. Now, here is the caveat that I've seen over and over. I like to see patterns. And one pattern that I see is that when we as humans are presented with a problem, we tend to find a reason to dismiss the problem, yep. Which means we're going to find evidence to support whatever we believe, which means that goes both ways.
Or we want to believe.
Or what we want to believe is true. Now, if I think there's a problem, I can bring you evidence to show you that there's a problem. If I don't want to believe there's a problem, I will bring you evidence to show you there's not a problem. Do you see? We just 100%. come with our bias. What I do know is that I personally, Melissa Dunn, does not want to be sleepwalking. And I actually feel in the last 2 or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. an awakening.
Me too.
That feels like I've woken up from like a deep sleep, I guess. As I'm saying this, I'm like, that's actually what it feels like.
That is exactly what I told Andy.
Like, I feel like I've woken up from a deep sleep where I'm actually really hungry. I was saying this over on YouTube, where it feels like, you know, have you ever taken a nap in the middle of the day and you sleep so hard that when you wake up, mm-hmm. you are so hungry that you feel like you could eat anything? Mm-hmm. It's this weird, ravenous hunger. And that is what I feel like has happened spiritually, where I've woken up and I'm like, oh, Lord, I want you. Like, I hunger and thirst to be in prayer, to be in worship.
Instead of just going, oh, I wish I hungered and thirst. I'm sorry that I don't.
No,
that's not where I was. Sign.
And that's what's weird. So this is what's weird. I can only give my mm-hmm. my perspective. That is not what I thought.
What did you think?
Nothing.
Well, that too.
I think because I was sleeping, mm-hmm. meaning I was doing activity, like the more I'm saying this, doing activity, and I'm not saying not hearing from God because,
yeah.
and not being obedient, but yeah. there was something wrong, but I'm not sure. I did not see it until I woke up and was like, whoa, I think I might've been sleeping.
Well, and that's what's true, Melissa, is if you're sleeping, you don't know what you're doing. That's the unconscious part of the whole thing. So, hey, friends, this is our conversation about it. We could go so much longer, but...
But we've got to get a kid to piano.
Yeah, we're going to go take my children across town. So, Melissa Dunn is back on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, she took a 3-month sabbatical. Go check out some videos. You'll be really encouraged. That is her purpose on YouTube, is to help women like you and I love the Bible more. So, yeah, go check that out. Thanks, Melissa. I always, always love it. For many reasons, when you're here, it makes my life a lot easier. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, friends. Have a great week. Talk to you guys soon.